At least 36 people, including 24 children, have been killed in a shooting in northeastern Thailand. It happened at a daycare centre in Nong Bua Lumpur. Fintan Monaghan reports.
The aftermath of a mass shooting that's shaken Thailand. Dozens of people killed at a children's daycare centre. Many children were among the dead, some as young as 2 years old.
At this point, it's time to really start looking at the issue of how many guns are in Thailand. There are many registered and unregistered guns. The country is basically awash in them. And so it's a bit surprising that only in the last couple of years are we seeing these kind of mass shooting incidents.
The gunman was a former police officer. After opening fire in the daycare center, he returned home where he killed his wife and child before taking his own life. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha described the attack as shocking. He offered condolences to victims and ordered emergency services to do all they can for the wounded. Questions remain as to what led to this attack and what motivated the killer. And parents grieving their loss will be demanding answers. Fintan Monaghan, Al Jazeera.
Ukraine is blaming Russia for shelling several residential buildings in the southern city of Zaporizhia. The region's governor says that two people have been killed. Rescuers continue to dig out survivors from the rubble. Leaders of 44 countries are meeting for the first summit of the European Political Community, aimed at advancing stability in the fallout of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The summit is the brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron, but with sour relations between several countries attending, there's skepticism around how effective the forum will be. There are reports that the Israeli government has rejected revisions requested by Lebanon to the two countries' maritime borders. It's throwing into doubt years of diplomatic effort to enable both countries to extract gas in the Mediterranean. The White House is criticizing the decision by the world's oil producers to cut output, saying that it's short-sighted and will hurt the global economy. The group will reduce production by 2 million barrels a day from November.
Hey guys, Sami Zeidan here from Essential Middle East Podcast. You want to check out this week's episode? We're going to be talking to Eliza Campbell about a topic she's written about, and it's not often that you hear about this one. It's entitled, How to End Israel's Digital Occupation. So listen, like, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.